Chapter 31, Isaiah's Good News for All the Nations. To Isaiah it was given to make very plain to Judah that many who were not descendants of Abraham after the flesh were to be numbered among the Israel of God. This teaching was not in harmony with the theology of his age, yet he fearlessly proclaimed the message and brought hope to many a heart reaching out after the spiritual blessings promised to the seed of Abraham. Isaiah is very bold, Paul declares, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Often the Israelites seemed unable or unwilling to understand God's purpose for the heathen. Yet it was this very purpose that had established them as an independent nation. Abraham, their father, had been called to go forth to the regions beyond, that he might be a light bearer to the heathen. The promise to him included a posterity as numerous as the sand by the sea, yet it was for no selfish purpose that he was to become the founder of a great nation in Canaan. God's covenant with him embraced all the nations of earth. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. RSV. Shortly before the birth of Isaac, the child of promise, God's purpose for mankind was again made plain. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. The all-embracing terms of this covenant were familiar to Abraham's children and grandchildren. That the Israelites might be a blessing to the nations and God's name might be made known throughout all the earth, they were delivered from Egyptian bondage. If obedient, they were to be far in advance of other peoples in wisdom. But this supremacy was to be maintained only in order that through them the purpose of God for all nations of earth might be fulfilled. The marvelous providences connected with Israel's deliverance from Egyptian bondage and with their occupancy of the promised land led many of the heathen to recognize the God of Israel as the supreme ruler. Even proud Pharaoh was constrained to acknowledge his power. Go, serve the Lord, he urged Moses, and bless me also. The advancing hosts of Israel found that the mighty workings of God had gone before them. In wicked Jericho a heathen woman said, The Lord your God, he is God in heaven above, and in earth beneath. By faith Rahab perished not with them that believed not. And her conversion was not an isolated case. The Gibeonites renounced heathenism and united with Israel, sharing the blessings of the covenant. No distinction of nationality, race, or caste is recognized by God. All men are one by creation, all are one through redemption. Christ came to demolish every wall of partition, to throw open every compartment of the temple courts, that every soul may have free access to God. His love is so broad, so deep, so full, that it penetrates everywhere. It lifts out of Satan's influence those who have been deluded by his deceptions and places them within reach of the throne of God. All the ends of the world, the psalmist was inspired to sing, shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. The heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms, to serve the Lord. Had Israel been true to her trust, all the nations of earth would have shared in her blessings. But as God's purpose was lost sight of, the heathen came to be looked on as beyond the pale of his mercy. The nations were overspread with a veil of ignorance, the love of God was little known, error and superstition flourished. Such was the prospect that greeted Isaiah. Yet he was not discouraged, for ringing in his ears was the chorus of the angels, the whole earth is full of his glory. And his faith was strengthened by visions of glorious conquests by the church of God when the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.